of people very keen on football. You know, appear to have considerable assets and finance behind them, and immediately put in funds in the club. So I can't say any more than that, really. It's you know, it's obviously a very different situation than what the last couple of months has been.
Yes, and you'll accept that the last couple of months with Suleiman Al-Fahim has been a disaster, really.
Well, it's been interesting, I think, is the word. It's certainly given me many, many sleepless nights. But I think, to be fair to Suleiman, I think he generally, you know, thought that the finance was there, and it may well be there, but it was a question of timescale and conclusions, and basically the club couldn't wait any longer for the finance.
Ali Al-Faraj is a fit and proper person, do you think, as the Premier League requires? I mean, you've mentioned that test already, but how rigorous do you think that test is, and how confident are you that he passed it, as it were, with flying colours?
Well, he's passed it a month or so ago, a little bit longer than that, when we first looked to put this deal together. So the Premier League were very happy with him then. They did their checks on him. Everything I know about the guy, you know, he seems a very fit and proper person. You know, he owns the club, but he wants to sit in the background and let the officials of the club run it. So, you know, he's not one of those that's going to be out front.
Portsmouth chief executive Peter Storey. One result, incidentally, from last night, Aston Villa.